The National Football League kicks off a new season with an unusual Thursday night start. The ceremonies begin with a party in New York's Times Square, followed by the game between the San Francisco 49ers and New York Giants. The NFL also will mark the event by donating money to help rebuild and promote New York City. But commentator Peter Richmond says it's the league that stands to benefit the most from a primetime party.
It's their never-ending search to bring more exposure to a sport that needs no more exposure. The NFL and ESPN have come up with a midweek season opener, which to traditionalists is kind of like moving Easter Sunday to primetime to get better ratings. And then they're having a big party in Times Square before it featuring rock bands, and that'll be televised. And so Times Square on Thursday before the game will be packed with all the same loons who pack Times Square on New Year's Eve, and the rest of us will be safely huddled in front of our TVs for the opening game, which unfortunately probably won't be much of a game. San Francisco, the visitors are very good, but the host New York Giants will probably be very gracious hosts and lose. But then it all starts over again on Sunday with another opening day, and that one has a great game between the Dallas Cowboys and the expansion Houston Texans for the bragging rights to the whole darn state.
And now they've moved from 6 to 8 divisions, so they can have, what, more playoff games?
Well, they're actually going to have the same number of playoffs, but they do have more teams and more revenue. Again, it's search for more exposure. They've got 32 teams this year, 8 four-team divisions. And this makes for a league where more than ever anyone can win. In fact, with only 4 teams in each division, some of these divisions are pretty weak. There's a distinct possibility that a losing team will make the playoffs for the first time in the league's history. On the other hand, the NFL finally got its geography right. Atlanta and New Orleans are no longer in the West, and Arizona's no longer in the East.
Well, they're not on strike, and there's no lockout.
Well, that's kind of the key to why we keep talking year after year about stability and parity and health. Baseball just avoided a fatal strike to get an agreement that lasts through 2006. The NFL quietly has its own accord in place through 2007. And that labor piece is what paves the way for these long-term TV contracts, because the TV networks know they can count on the games being played, and that money guarantees the financial stability of the league. And not only are the salaries high and the owners wealthy, the fans are satisfied.
Well, Monday Night Football gets new life with John Madden.
The great thing about John Madden is that he's the folksiest announcer, the most down-to-earth guy the game has, and the game needs folksy announcers. The bad news is off the exhibition season, the chemistry isn't there yet between he and Al Michaels. It's an odd fit. They have a good game to start with, Pittsburgh at New England, but he hasn't hit his stride. I think it's because he's being touted as being bigger than the game, and that's a place I don't think he's ever been comfortable in. Right now, it's as if he's being asked to turn on the folksy charm rather than just let it come naturally. He's still the best we've got, so I think he's going to get a little more comfortable when the games count.
Is there an underdog team you're pulling for this year?
Well, the safe bets look like the usual St. Louis Rams thing and Pittsburgh and the AFC. But the Indianapolis Colts are invigorated by a new coach. They're a good team. And maybe, just maybe, they'll make it to the Super Bowl, where maybe they'll face, and again, slightly out on a limb, the San Francisco 49ers. But don't quote me.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine.